terrorists declare war on the United States.
Military officials here at the Pentagon are confirming that seven are dead. At
least armored vehicle stands guard.
Downtown New York in chaos.
The 7.0 quake was centered roughly 10 miles from the capital city.
We want the public to feel safe.
Thousands likely dead.
The world seems so unstable, so insecure. Everything is changing way too fast. But there are some things that are steadfast. Things that never change. God and His Word. Join Pastor Randy Reams as he shares truths from God's unchanging Word.
God cares about you, even if you're just hanging on for the blessing. So when He stopped that wind, I told you a while ago, the winds over there, that Hurricane Matthew, they went up the coast, tearing up things. But it wasn't the winds that did the damage. It was the waves during and afterwards. You see, when a storm stops out to sea for a week, you get these, we used to get, when we lived on the coast, we'd get these glass balls that were from Japan, where the Japanese fishermen had put their nets out, and they used these glass bowls, bulbs to keep the nets suspended. For weeks afterward, we would get these glass bowls wash up on the beach. For 2-3 days after you've had a storm out to sea, 100, 200 miles out, the waves are still crashing against the bank. And you go out and you wonder, man, how long is it going to take this to pass away? 4, 5, 6 days before the ocean calms down. You've all seen it. You've gone to a lake and you've seen the winds whip up. And then when they die down, it doesn't just calm down. And He said to them, why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? I don't know if you've ever thought about it. Very rarely do I get frustrated with my wife. But there are people in my life that I just want to take them and I just want to grab hold of them and shake them. You realize that right here, that Jesus Christ got so frustrated with His disciples, not the world, with all those disciples that was on that boat, 12, 82, 150, ever how many. He got so perturbed with them. He's just, how long do I have to put up with you people? Jesus did that. Because you see, He has an expectation of you. God expects you to live by this even when there is a storm. When things don't work out the way you think they should. When you take the Word of God and you begin to go over it word by word and word and say, but God, You said, but God, You said, and it still doesn't solve it. And you say, nevertheless, Thy will be done. Three and a half years I spent crippled. Horrible, horrible pain. But this much I know. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And in another place it says, He will not allow anything to come my way that I cannot handle it. It may look like the storm in your life is beyond your capabilities. It cannot be, or God is a liar. And God cannot lie. So you can handle anything that comes your way. When you start walking by the Word, not by feeling, but by the Word, you grab the Word and you keep telling yourself, God said, God said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When the storm comes to this church, and they will. When things happen so fast, so unexpected, and you think it's going to destroy you, realize that nothing can come greater than what this church as a body of believers can accomplish for God. Nothing. Their weak faith was not able to fight Satan's attack or even to realize who it was that was attacking them. And many times we fail to see who the problem is, not what that is in our life. We see the problem, we see the problem, we analyze the problem as if we were regular people. I want you to know something. Standing here before you is not a normal man. I am a child of the living God. My citizenship is in heaven. I'm on appointment here. I'm on a mission here. And remember walking through the streets of Japan, and they told us, you're a representative of the United States of America. You are an ambassador. You hold yourself high. You don't get involved in anything that will bring disrespect to your nation. You represent the entire United States of America. I want you to know when I walked down that street, my shoulders were back, and I walked with pride and purpose because I was America. Children of God, you are the kingdom of God. You have to conduct yourself accordingly. That means that you don't look at things normal, and people may look at you and think, he's just a regular Joe. They don't know that he really is a citizen of the kingdom of God, that Jesus Christ is abiding in him, that he is the temple of the living God. When you start remembering who and what you are and conducting yourself that way, people part. As I walked down the streets, there would be crowds and they simply parted. I had no weapons. I had nothing other than the fact that they knew that I was America. When they know that you are Christ's representative, when they look at you and they see Jesus Christ instead of you, then they will part. The enemy will step back because he knows the power of the living God that dwells within you. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love. Perfect love, and that's the only kind God has, casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect or complete in love. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And let me tell you, when you're fighting things that there are seem to be no answers, when it feels like you've been beaten down so far that there is no bottom to the barrel because you're under it, then you remember, love casts out fear. And God is perfect love. And God abides in me. If he wants this body to deteriorate and destroy as it did the temple in Jerusalem, then that's up to him. He saves the boat. Or he lets the boat go down. It's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to do everything he's commanded me to do. Obedience is better than sacrifice. If you're afraid, no matter what it is, know it is the devil. God has given you power, authority, in this world. Christ told the disciples, go and heal the sick and cast out demons. And they went. Shock of shocks, people got healed. And not only that, the devil had to run. And they come back amazed. You can't believe this, Lord. The demons have to flee from us. And that's when he had the hallelujah breakdown. Remember, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. James 4:7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He's just a bully. Jesus Christ has already beat him up and defeated him. He just wants to see if you know that. And if you know that, then you just tell him to leave, and he has to leave. Sound mind. I keep wondering if I'm going to get Alzheimer's. I've already got half-Zheimer's. I forget half of everything. We are surprised when God gives us victories. 5 doctors told me my left leg was dead. My right leg was almost half dead. The nerves were shot, gone. And that in 6 months I would be in a wheelchair. So I said, okay, 3.5 years and I've had the best healing preachers in the world pray for me. And nothing. So I guess that's what I'm stuck with. But God, this much I want. For the next 6 months, while I can stand on my feet, I want to preach your word. Give me nothing else. Whether I continue in pain, whether I pass out every 2 hours from it, whether I die, I don't care. But let me preach the word of God for the next 6 months. The following week, my best friend that I'd known 15 years got saved. The following, and his 2 children. The following week, I baptized the 3 of them. And we went to church that Sunday. And they had a prayer time. And a 19-year-old girl who was just a 19-year-old girl in the church put her hand on me and says, God, heal Pastor Reams. And I said, God, she doesn't know what she's talking about. I want you to give me 6 more months of preaching the word. And I heard her say, God, heal Pastor Reams. And again, I told God she did not know what she was talking about. I'm glad God heard her instead of me. Was surprised. I was absolutely blown away that God had healed me without me knowing it. There was no flash, no thrill surging through me. Mark 5:1 says, and they came over unto or appeared at the other side of the sea in the country of the Gadareans. Now, when Jesus said, shut up to the wind, he said to the waves, peace, be still. The wind immediately stopped. The waves stopped. They're in the middle of a sea that's 15 miles across. So that means they're approximately 6, 7, 8 miles from the coast, right? Then how did they appear 7 miles away when there's no wind to blow the sails? There's not enough rowboats to appear. It didn't say they arrived. That they rode to the coast. It does. It says, and they appeared. You see, he didn't just calm the storm, people. God doesn't just calm the storms in your life and these horrible things that the devil can bring to you. But then God does a miraculous and he brings you to a place where there is victory and healing and power and ministry, because when they got to the other side, there were people waiting because they wanted to see Jesus. And people are waiting to see Jesus when the storms come to this church, when the problems come. And there are people that will drop out. There are going to be people waiting, just waiting to see the power of God and this group of believers. Now remember two things here. Jesus was there, but there was a man running the ship. You got a man running the ship here. You got Jesus in charge, but you got a man here, a man of God who's running the ship. Mm-hmm. And this man, I know him, will go up to Jesus and say, Jesus, don't you care that we got a problem? He will go directly to Jesus Christ for you, for every single one of you. And he will call on God until God moves. And let me tell you this, God will move. He always moves. Every time in the Word of God, when these guys came to him, Lord, we got these people. It's almost sundown. And the 7-Eleven is going to close at 11. The Motel 6 is just about down the road here quite a piece. You got to shut up. You've been preaching for 5 hours now. You got to let these people go. And Jesus said, you feed them.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Me? Yeah, you. And Pete says, it's always Peter. You know, there's always a loudmouth Peter in the bunch. You know which one he is here, right? Or she. Said, but Lord, we don't have anything but 5 tortillas and a couple of sardines. And he took that away from the little boy. You see, Peter, the lead spokesman for the group, told the Lord what the problem was. God told him what to do about it. And he took around and he got the guys and they went out and organized the people. They organized the people the way God told him to. And God did a miracle. Now my estimates, the way I figure it, by the time you got 5,000 men, that means you got 5,000 women. At least. And people back then had 9, 10, 12, 14 kids. My grandfather had 15. That's what they used. That was your retirement.
Yeah.
It was. It was your retirement. You had enough kids that they could all pitch in and take care of mom and dad instead of sending them to rest home. God wants to use you people. There is a vision. There is a direction that God is calling you to. But by faith, you're going to have to trust that God is in charge of this church. That God's got this ship on course. Uh-huh. And that he will take you through the storms. Know this, without a doubt. There will come storms because Satan will attempt to stop you. Do you understand that your mission here is not to build this church? Your mission here is people, citizens of the kingdom of God, in aliens in this land. Your mission is to convert the community of Napa, the city of Napa, into Christians. Every one of them. It's not just some of them. Your mission is to convert all of them. You say, well, Pastor, we can't do that. How many disciples did we have in the Acts 2:4? We had 120. Within a couple of weeks, it was 5,000 120. In a couple months, the church was 8,120. Less than 6 months. And then it just added daily. You see, when things start growing like that, it can't stop growing. My son mentioned something yesterday. I don't know, when you get $1 billion, the interest on the $1 billion pays $70,000 a month. The interest on the billion pays you $70,000 a month. When your church begins to grow, it doesn't grow by adding. God always multiplies. Now it says, and they were added to the church daily, such as should be saved. But it wasn't one at a time. God always multiplies. I want to encourage you, challenge you to trust God that when he said, let us go over to the other side, that you obey, that you do. Notice what they did. And they got the people together and they dismissed them so that they, as the believers, could unite together and go carry out the mission that Jesus said. And remember this, he always goes with you when he says, let us go over. So first of all, you need a problem. You see, when you've got insurance, you don't have to pray for God to heal you. When you got a car, you don't have to pray how you're going to get to work. When you got a job, you don't have to ask God for money to come in. But when you get a problem so big that no amount of money, no insurance, no car, no nothing is going to take care of it, there's only one solution. That's God. I have been faced, my wife and I, when she had her heart attack, we owed $144,000 and we had not a dime's worth of insurance. Folks, that is a problem too big for me. We didn't call the church up and ask for help. We didn't call our organization up and say, could you help us? Instead, we held hands there in that last day in the hospital. And we said, God, you allowed this to happen. You're guiding our life. So we're going to turn it all over to you and we're going to trust you. In the first month, monies came in from various places until we had paid about $40,000. All of it outside of our church. None of it came from our church. And then it began to come from all over the world. So finally, we owed $14,000. 11 months and 2 weeks after we got the statement, we owed $14,000. I wasn't home when the air ambulance people called and said, Mrs. Reams, are you sitting down? Now, we're sending them $100 a month, and we didn't have $100 to send them, but every month it was coming in for 11 months, and we sent them the $100. So what do you think they were going to say? They want payment in full, right? We can't continue this. It's not the way we do things. And my wife said, well, no, I'm saying, Mr. Reams, would you please sit down? Get a little scary now. So she sits down, and the lady says, our corporation never in their history has ever done this. But in your case, nobody else's, in your case, we're going to give you a grant for $14,000. Your bill is paid in full. You see, when God, the problem is too big for you, you don't have to worry about it. You just have to trust God. He's going to do it. And it doesn't matter if it's with the church, that they get the vision out there so great, so awesome, that you think, we can't do this. But if Jesus said, let us go over, then hear me, obey the voice of God. And folks, don't get in those little rowboats on the side. Get on the big boat. Get in with those that are solid in this group of believers. Put yourself in it, because I'm going to tell you this prophetically. This church is going places. This church is going places.
Now that's pressure.
Amen. Let's go home.
You know, let's stand and go to the Lord in prayer. God, I can't fathom your plan, whatever that looks like. I can't put my mind around it, and you don't share it all with us as you put plans in our lives, the things you have for us. But God, I know this. If you be for us, who can stand against? If we hold on to your word, God, there is nothing that can break our grip. Father, teach us, train us to be children of your word, to walk in faith and in your word, not in faith in ourselves and what we manufacture, but in your word, God, that we might see you mighty, that your name will be glorified, even when the waves are coming over the top. Amen. For you are our God, our Savior, our refuge, our strength, our shelter, our strong tower, our chief cornerstone. It is you on which we stand. It is to you which we cling. To the glory of your name. Amen.
This is Pastor Randy Reams of Kindred Bible Church in Nampa, Idaho. I want to thank you for joining us today for Truths from God's Unchanging Word. This broadcast is an outreach ministry of Kindred Bible Church. I'd like to invite you also to visit our website, kindredbible.org. There you can listen to today's broadcast as well as previous broadcasts. If you're being ministered to by the broadcast, I'd like to encourage you to let us know. You can email us at info@kindredbible.org, or you can write to us at Kindred Bible Church, P.O. Box 32, Nampa, Idaho 83653. And I'd like you also to check us out on Facebook. Look at us over there and give us a like. So again, I want to thank you for listening to Truths from God's Unchanging Word.